BOE back in session.
So this is what he was sent, was a 6/7/31.
Guys, unless you have some other information on King's Capital to take away their exemption status.
I mean,
we could go ahead and do that quickly. I don't know of anything that's going that I've seen that would take it away. Hi, Nancy. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I apologize that it's so late, but we're going to have a long afternoon, and we've already had a long morning. Nancy,
I appreciate you
no problem. I've read through your materials. The other board members here, I assume, have looked at it as well. And basically, this is just a question of exemption. I'm going to let the assessor make any comments if she has any, and then see if we can resolve this one. Go ahead.
Okay.
This is King's Cathedral.
It is.
Okay. Anyway, just so you know, I don't just pick on you guys, but there's ones when I have a question, I just forward it on so that it goes to the BOE so that there can be a consensus. So that's why it went forward. I won't be coming.
I apologize for interrupting, but I can't really hear you.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
I think that's a little better.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that when I unexempt somebody, it's because the information that I get gives me question. And I think it's better when, like, this three-panel board makes a decision to decide if this should go through. And I do pass things on. So, I mean, as long as nothing changes in ownership, then you won't be coming through again for this. Like I said, we have no notes in the system from my predecessors, and so I'm just trying to make sure that I have all my ducks in a row.
Okay, Nancy, this is David Akers again. Just to confirm, whatever is produced on the property, I mean, whenever there's income producing assets in an exempt organization, the assessor is going to obviously look at that. But just to verify, any income that's produced goes back into the church or the nonprofit and is used for the purposes of the nonprofit.
Correct. Right. I understand.
Yeah. I'm just to verify that. And when we went online and verified, I mean, obviously you have a pastor there, you have a church services at this facility, but you also do some other things at the facility as well. But there's not anything that the assessor has produced that I think the board can find that would take away that exemption status.
Okay.
So I'm going to make a motion that we classify BOE 377 is exempt.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Nancy, thank you for your materials, and have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to review everything. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay. Whitewater might be a bit of a discussion. I'm going to assume what was their previous value compared to this.
Let me look it up. Query. Which
397.
No, I mean, what does it end with? Because I have several.
Oh, there's more than one? Because I've only got one on my page. It's
what I mean,
0.001L.
Okay. I'm going to say it's this one.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it went up 52.61%.
So it was a million, roughly a million last year, or last time?
Let me tell you the P-val number.
1,000,003.
It was 1,318,555.
Okay, so it's gone up about, 35% or something?
Right.
Okay.
And this one, like I said, for sure I know. We went out, we reassessed every building. We added a lot of buildings because they've added on. And
how long have they been at that 1,318?
They have been at that.
Since forever.
Probably. Well. They have been at that since 2015. In 2014, it was zero. And before that, they started out at 1,000,007.
Yeah. I think that's a typo or something.
Yeah, it looks like a typo.
No, I don't think it's a typo.
They had no value?
In the past, when they had a discrepancy or something, I think that they did that, and then for reasons of when they're paying their values, their taxes, it didn't always come in, I think, maybe. I'm just speaking off the cuff, for BOE,
okay.
I don't think it necessarily would say that in there for it.
And the materials they provided, did they have any kind of appraisal or anything like that?
I didn't see anything.
Or, you know, what's the objection to the value is what I'm trying to figure out. By the way, I have to abstain from this one, just because we have to stick with that.
700.
I mean, if they're just appealing on the percentage increase, it's
397.
By the way, I was told, I believe, that she called in and said that if she's not available when we call, just to make a decision. But
so my notes on yours, it gives you why I came to where I was.
Okay, and where?
I can read it if you want. Whitewater Water Park is on 5 acres.
Well, hold on. I may get them on the phone. Let us.
Okay.
We'll open it up. Just want to look at the notes. But it doesn't look like anybody went out there and assessed them for last decade, roughly.
Right.
So is this Welk Resort?
No, this is Whitewater.
I know, but in the Whitewater folder, there's an appraisal from Welk Resort.
Right. The reason I put that was to give you an idea of value. The Welk Resort is on half the acreage. They have a big welcome center.
Gotcha.
They call it a water park. It's got a natatorium, indoor water pool, stuff.
I got it.
And so that's worth 1.7. And so this Whitewater on 5 acres with 70 buildings, my cost came to where it did, so.
Are we going to call?
Yep. Go ahead and do that. Sorry. I just wanted to. I was going to try to get Tim in. I didn't know how long this one was going to take. Who is this, Jackie?
Good afternoon, Property Tax Service Company. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization, calling in regarding a tax appeal for Whitewater. We were scheduled for this morning at 11, but we just had a long morning. So we're trying to call and see if somebody's available. Is it Jackie or Jacqueline?
Hold on 1 moment, and I will connect you with Jackie. 1 second.
Jackie, thank you. Start dancing.
Keeping our listeners listeners entertained.
It's like internet radio for everybody that's listening. I wonder if you got to pay any royalties on this.
It hasn't been changed since the 80s.
Nothing wrong with that. Sounds like elevator music.
While we're on hold, can we get, throw Tim in the middle there?
Jackie, this is David Akers, Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here with the other board members and the assessor, and we are running way behind today, so sorry about the late call. Just real quick, it's my understanding that you guys have made a valuation appeal on the Whitewater property. We have some notes from the assessor. I'm going to let her talk about why the value increased, and then I'd like to obviously hear what you're going to have to say about that, and then we'll make a decision on it. So it's okay. I'm going to let the assessor talk to the reason that the value went up.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I'm Susan Chapman, your assessor. We went out and completely reassessed the Whitewater property. It had not been done in about a decade. There's approximately 70 buildings on there, and we used the cost approach, and we came up with the value that you're seeing. In the meantime, we have also had a paid appraisal done on the Welk Resorts. They have a property with half the acreage. They've got a big welcome center and a water park. They call it a water park. It's a natatorium. And that came out to $1.7 million. And so, again, with my assessment, when we went out, just cost approach, Whitewater has a better location. You have twice the acreage, a welcome center, extensive pools, rides, and I said approximately 70 buildings. And so I'm standing by my value.
Okay. Go ahead.
excuse me. I'm sorry. I had actually sent you an email, Assessor Chapman. I wanted to apologize both to you and to the board. I failed to reach out to you in the informal period. Found it sitting on my desk after the 4th of July holiday, and so that's why I went ahead and appealed to the board. We were expecting an increase, and this all makes sense to me. So I, again, my apologies that I didn't get you reached out to, and I don't want to take up a bunch of your time. I just, it was a little bigger than we were expecting, but I didn't realize, because I didn't reach out to you, what all entails the increase. So, with the complete reassessment and the cost of materials increase, we completely understand.
Okay, so, I mean, it's up to you. We can make a decision, or you can withdraw the appeal, however you want to do it. We can just leave. Do you want us to go ahead and make a decision? I'm assuming you don't have any information that would indicate that the value is above fair market value.
I do not know. They haven't had any kind of appraisals done or anything like that. I was just working from the prior assessment with the additions and repairs and replacements costs that they had put in since the last reassessment.
Okay.
But I understand. It's actually going back much further than that. So.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Motion to deny.
Second.
There's been a motion to deny and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The chairman's actually going to abstain from this one.